Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game this side of the speaker, and it's Mother FM Friday, so you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know that I am, because we made it to Friday. Unwrapped acoustic holiday tonight at Angel of the Winds Arena.
You think we can get anyone to play that song at Unwrapped?
Hopefully.
Oh, I bet Taylor Momsen could do a mean Friday.
She could do anything.
Yeah, she can.
Tyson, you're in Redmond this morning, and you are our contestant for Beat Migs. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Tyson's ready to rock it, Steve, so you better get out.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Tyson will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
What are Frosty the Snowman's eyes made out of?
Buttons.
No.
Coal.
Yes. What number is represented by an X in Roman numerals?
10.
Yes. Dasani, Aquafina, and Fiji are all brands of what?
Water.
Correct. The smallest Canadian province lies on which ocean?
Pacific.
No.
Atlantic.
Correct. What game often played in bars originated from medieval archery and military training?
Darts.
Yes. Who married and divorced both Derek Whibley and Chad Kroger?
Pass.
Cheyenne is the capital of which U.S. state?
Wyoming.
Correct. Who played Edward Lewis in Pretty Woman?
Richard Gere.
Correct. Which stringed instrument is nicknamed the voice of God?
A harp.
No.
The lute.
No.
Guitar.
No. What is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in men?
Prostate.
Yes. Who married and divorced both Derek Whibley and Chad Kroeger?
No idea.
Ah, you know what? You did very well, though. You scored 8.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm trying to stop Steve. This guy was on a mission to stop you from getting to 400.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I am 8 wins away from one of the more magical moments in Beat Migs history.
We'll see if you can get there, Steve. Are you ready?
Yeah!
What are Frosty the Snowman's eyes made out of?
Buttons.
No.
Coal?
Yeah. What number is represented by an X in Roman numerals?
10.
Correct. Dasani, Aquafina, and Fiji are all brands of what?
Water.
Yes. The smallest Canadian province lies on which ocean?
Atlantic.
Yes. What game often played in bars originated from medieval archery and military training?
Flip cup.
No.
Darts.
Yes. Who married and divorced both Derek Whibley and Chad Kroeger?
Oh, that Avril Lavigne.
Yeah. Cheyenne is the capital of which U.S. state?
Wyoming.
You know it. Who played Edward Lewis in Pretty Woman?
Richard Gere.
He did. Which stringed instrument is nicknamed the voice of God?
The violin.
No.
Oh. The harp.
No.
The mandolin?
No. What is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in men?
Prostate.
It is, and with that, Steve Migs, you scored 9, and although Tyson put up a very high score, it is not enough to beat you. You won with a score of 9-8. Sorry, Tyson.
Well played, kind sir.
Take care, my friend. You're sampling the best. 393 wins.
He's very excited.
Can it happen?
Probably.
Can we get the guy that had the t-shirts for Cal Raleigh make t-shirts for me?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
He just wears one that says 393 right now.
Dump 400 here.
Yes. Dump 400 here.
The only one you got wrong was one that our friend got wrong as well. The stringed instrument that they nicknamed the voice of God is the cello.
The cello.
That one makes sense, right?
Yeah. I guess.
I feel like if God was going to speak through an instrument, it would definitely be the cello.
I think
it'd
be a Fender Strat, personally.
Congratulations. The Daily Mix Show. We are so thrilled with the progress we are making toward our goal of $50,000 this year with Coats for Kids. And for $25, you can put a brand new winter coat on a local child in need. Steve, how are the donations looking?
Big shout out to Sean Sisson. Donated $200 to Coats for Kids. We're at $21,314 raised. Any amount is appreciated.
Once the weekend finally arrives, it means for many of us, downtime. You might actually get to sit down and watch some uninterrupted TV shows. So what should you be watching? We might have a suggestion for you.
Yes, we will.
All right.
What are you watching?
What am I watching?
Yeah, what are you watching? Sorry. I got a little distracted.
I'm watching a show starring Billy Bob Thornton called Landman.
You know what you're saying?
I wrote a speech, but I'm not sure that's what I'm going to say.
Well, you better figure it out fast. The president of every bank is in that ring.
I called this luncheon to squash the rumors and to offer you a warning. The only difference between me and my husband is I'm meaner.
I'm definitely going to have to start drinking again.
I love his voice.
And the female in there, that was Demi Moore, and she plays a really neat character. But my favorite character in the whole show is played by Ali Larter, who you might recall as the whipped cream bikini girl from Varsity Blues back in the day.
I've always wondered what happened to her.
Well, she is an absolute psychotic smoke show in this show.
So what is this show exactly about?
It is all about a West Texas oil company, and Billy Bob Thornton is basically the like kind of top executive of the oil company, and there's just drama around every corner. There's money. It's very, very good.
And it's on?
It is on Paramount Plus.
Of course. It's on the one streaming service that I have yet to pull the trigger on.
Paramount Plus, and it's a really good one, so highly recommend. And Danny, what would you be watching?
Sean Combs, The Reckoning.
Puffy, Puff Daddy. All of these reincarnations, all those name changes, are taps to really bad deeds.
Everything in life, you're going to have people that are bad and people that are good. You have to choose your side.
I'm excited to hear how this is because I've seen this on Netflix and I'm very curious to know what you think of it.
It's wild. Now, granted, we haven't finished it yet. It's four episodes that are each about an hour long. So it's quite an investment. You can watch it over the weekend. But, man, there are so much about him I did not know that he was, like, first off, his early life, and then secondly, like, going into the second episode, spoiler alert, goes into a lot about the Tupac and the Tupac murder and the Biggie murder and all about how he's kind of, like, tied to everything. And it, and like, brings up the question, and I didn't know any of it. Like, I didn't know that it was, he was, like, that tied to all of it.
And I know he was super close with Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's produced by 50 Cent. And a lot of people are like, this is just like 50 Cent's like massive middle finger to P. Diddy because he doesn't like him.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's interesting.
And it's wild, too, because it's like, you don't even know if he's actually that big of a fan of Biggie other than just kind of using him
wow.
over all those years to really like hype himself up. Like, none of his artists at Bad Boy were like paid well. It's like he is just kind of the biggest POS you could possibly imagine.
Damn.
And just, and I mean, granted, obviously, it's a documentary. You take everything with a grain of salt, but it's like if this has any, and it, they're talking to people that worked with him for years,
and they got like footage of him too that apparently has never been seen before,
right? And it's all just like, man, I can't believe he's been that way forever and got away with as much as he did. It's wild, and it is really good.
I'm putting it on the list. Steve Miggs, what are you watching?
Mine is not much of an investment. It's about 6 minutes long. It's a YouTube video that I came across. It's Rich Eisen from the NFL Network, who I freaking love, and he's interviewing Kurt Warner.
Let's start with Philip Rivers. What went through your head when you heard Philip got the call from the Colts and he said, sure,
yeah.
And he's going through this? What's going through your mind about this one, Kurt?
I was sold on wanting to hear what Kurt has to say because Kurt has like one of those like feel-good stories. He was like, he was working at a grocery store. He was undrafted. He ended up coming back into the NFL. He ended up leading a team to the Super Bowl. He was the league MVP as well. It was a pretty... It was one of those storybook endings. So people are kind of wondering, will this be the new storybook ending with Philip Rivers? So what do you think? Do you think he thinks that Philip Rivers is going to do a good job or not?
I think he probably thinks he's going to do a good job, but he also probably thinks he's insane.
Yeah.
I'm not as worried, you know, from a physical standpoint in terms of throwing the football. That's something that, you know, when you know how to do it, you don't really lose it. I know Philip's been around football, obviously coaching and stuff. I'm not as worried about him being able to throw football. My biggest concern, just the mental speed of the game. Thinking that after a couple years out, I could actually step back onto a football field and play anywhere close and process anywhere close to what I was doing when I was playing. What goes into playing this position at this level with the athletes that are on the other side of the field and all the different nuances that go into playing the position. I respect that so much, too, that I don't know how a guy comes off the couch after 5 years of not being a part of it and not being in it and not doing it.
And that was the part where I was like, thank you, somebody, because it's like so much optimism. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm crazy. But I feel like what Kurt Warner is saying, he's like, yeah, I want to see him do well, but I don't think it's going to go well.
I think that's the voice of reason we just heard.
It's about time, right?
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, again, have you seen this Seahawks defense?
Ugh, that's going to be scary.
The Daily Mix Show.
How well do you know music? Do you think you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? Well, this week, we are playing for tickets to see Lamb of God at WAMU Theater on March 31st. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Hook or Shook at 920.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
We are wrapping up the week with one more opportunity to win tickets for Lamb of God at WAMU Theater on March 31st. And playing for the chance to go to that show is Anthony in Bellevue. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Anthony. We're going to spin the wheel to see if you're playing with Steve Miggs or me, Taryn Daly.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be you, Taryn Daly? Will it be yours truly? Tarantula in the house.
Yeah. All right, Anthony, here is your clip. Cut the cord!
Oh, man. Is that Shinedown?
Yes.
Cut the cord?
Nailed it.
I'm starting to smell a theme right off the get-go.
Nice work, Anthony.
What kind of theme are you talking about, Steve?
I don't know.
Maybe an unwrapped theme?
Quite possibly. That's a good song.
It is a great song. All right, Danny, I am ready for my clip.
Where are you, Christmas? Why can't I find you?
That would be Taylor Momsen and the Pretty Reckless. Where are you, Christmas?
Where are you, Christmas?
Why AKA can't I find Cindy Lou Who.
Why have you gone?
Recently reunited with Jim Carrey, the Grinch.
At the Soundgarden Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Wild.
Well, congratulations, Anthony.
Awesome. Thank you.
You are so welcome, my friend. I am really excited about her redoing this song.
It's so good. It is a very good cover of her own song. It's a trip because I love how the song starts with her as young Cindy Lou Who from the movie, and then it morphs into the current version.
Have you seen the video?
Yes.
Because it's her on the Tonight Show or whatever, with Conan, I think it is, and it morphs into her watching it, and it's like, aw, so heartwarming.
I will say the Cindy Lou Who version can bring a tear to my eye. So I was very excited to have a, like, rock version of it that's not going to make me cry.
Is it stupid? I kind of want to ask her if she would FaceTime my daughter.
My daughter
is obsessed with the Grinch. But I also worry that if I did the FaceTime, Tatum would be like, I don't know who this is because it's not young. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like child Taylor Momsen dressed up as Cindy Lou Who. It's adult, pretty reckless Taylor Momsen.
With eyeliner.
Yeah,
like, she goes, that's scary, Daddy.
My wife will be like, why did you traumatize our daughter with this rock and roll goddess?
Tatum's like, please don't talk to strangers, Daddy.
The Daily Mix Show.
Have we talked about anything this morning that you would like to chat with us about? It'd be great to hear from you. 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Lenny Kravitz. All morning, we have received texts and calls from you, but we haven't had a chance to chat about every single thing. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, Electrical, Septic, and Mechanical. Call up to chime in on anything from the show, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Earlier, Steve, we were talking about times that we got to see the GOAT,
yes,
the greatest of all time to ever do the thing, whether it was sports or entertainment, anything like that. And we have a slew of calls to get to.
Hell yeah.
On this topic. Let's start with Jim from Tacoma. Jim, tell us your GOAT story. Jim?
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, it's Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your GOAT story?
Well, summer of 69, we drive all the way from California to New York, and we got there, and 2 days later, my girlfriend woke me up, and they opened up my sleeping bag, and they said Jimi Hendrix is playing, and I was there right in front of them.
Wow. So you got to see Jimi Hendrix back in 1969?
That's correct, yeah.
At Woodstock?
And he was playing Star Spangled Banner, and man, it was really awesome. And then after that, they do the Purple Haze and the Booty Child, and man, the rest is really awesome, brother.
Oh, dude, that is amazing to be able to say. I mean, I don't know many people that could even tell us any experience of seeing Jimmy live.
No.
That's too cool.
206-803-ROCK. Xavier in Point Defiance, who's the GOAT that you got to see?
Hey, yeah, I seen Marshawn Lynch. He's a GOAT for me, and I was at the job fair in 2013, 2012 at the Central Link Stadium, and he had a speech. He had like maybe like 5 steps to get down to like where the crowd was at. Mm-hmm. At the end of the speech, so I lost him in the crowd, and I'm heading back to my location, and all I see is like, you know, when a raindrop hits the water, everyone dispersed like in a circle. It's like everyone is gone. I'm like, what's going on? I look around and I don't see anybody. And then 2 seconds later, he bumped into my shoulder. And it was like kind of hard to us. Like, you know, you're like, hey, man, watch where you're going. And I look up and I see him. And he gives me like a smirk and a smile. And, you know, I just kept it pushing. I was like, oh, well, I can't be too upset about that. You know?
I feel like Marshawn's like one of those like forever going to be a beloved figure. Did you see the recent picture? Like, he did like a, I remember I wasn't around, so I wasn't able to go to it. It was at like the South Center Mall, and he was doing like a meet and greet for something. I can't remember, some product that he's pushing. And there's pictures of him just like hanging out at the mall with no big entourage, just like sitting on one of those like comfy chairs that you like when you're walking around the mall, and people are just usually like trying to get like, you know, maybe a moment just to sit for a second, playing on his cell phone. I'm like, ah, that guy, there's just something special about
him. He's a cool dude.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics and John from Renton. You also have a GOAT story. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to see Michael Jordan play once here in Seattle.
Do you remember what year that was?
I want to say it was the year that they actually ended up facing each other in the NBA finals. So it must have been 95 or 96.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, it was like watching a goat play against other amateurs. I mean, the way he would just glide up and down the court, the mastery of his craft. It was, I mean, I was a huge Sonics fan, and we had a stacked team. You know, we had Gary Payton, we had Sean Kemp, but the way Jordan, even when he didn't have the ball, like, all eyes were on that guy. He wasn't the biggest, he wasn't the tallest, the fastest, but man, he just stood out. And when he didn't have the ball.
So they like say, like, he's like a man amongst boys.
100%.
Kind of a thing where I couldn't imagine being able to, I mean, that's definitely one athlete I wish I could have seen.
Oh, yeah, me too. I never had that chance either.
One that popped into my mind, actually a couple that popped in my mind, have nothing to do with sports, but just entertainment, getting to see George Carlin.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty cool. I did not enjoy his set. But just because he was working out some stuff for an HBO special, so he just had like a notebook, and he was kind of reading a lot of the jokes from the notebook. It was still great because you're watching a legend.
You were the guinea pigs.
We were, yes. And then Mitch Hedberg.
Oh, for sure.
I appreciated it back then, but like Mitch was just the dude that would pop onto our radio show, and he was a good guy. But like then to like think back now, like, you know, how much of a post his passing, he's just become even more of a legend. And he was so funny. And I remember just seeing him. I've seen him so many times. I can't even remember. Like at least 10 times.
Nice.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
We got a text that says, hey guys, can I get a birthday shout out for my son Luke? Today is his 8th birthday. He is Big Dumper's biggest fan. And he wants to be a Savannah Banana when he grows up. Thanks guys. Love the show. From Shane in Chehalis. So what do you say? His name was Luke.
Happy birthday, Luke.
Let's see. Oh. Do we have a Luke?
It's your birthday today.
Luke!
It's your birthday today.
Luke!
Rock and roll and celebrate.
Celebrate me, Luke!
Lose control and you cut the cake.
Cut the cake.
It's your destiny. Wait,
oh, wait
so
with
sad
me.
Toast with your closest mates. It's your birthday today.
Luke. Okay, we also got another text about a birthday greeting. I'm very curious about this one. It says, I'd like to wish my friend Wally, but his actual name is Guadalupe, a very happy birthday. He's an old man with a young man's injury. Hope you have cake at your PT appointments. Give them all the things, burps and farts and things like that.
Okay.
So Guadalupe, do you think?
There better be.
I mean, so far we've been batting 1,000 with this YouTube birthday greeting page.
I hope there's a Guadalupe.
Oh, I sure hope so, too. Let's see.
It's your birthday today.
Guadalupe!
It's your birthday.
They did it! Okay, we're gonna. Happy birthday.
The Daily Mix Show.
We've got big plans tonight, guys. No rest for the wicked. I'll sleep when I'm dead. It is Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday happening in Everett at Angel of the Winds Arena. And there's actually a pre-funk happening, a party with the men's room. So you can pop by Tony V's to see the men's room broadcasting live before heading down to the venue.
And we did get a text from somebody wondering if we were going to be there. Yes, we'll be hanging out with the men's room as well. Coming down, say hi to us too.
It's going to be such a good time. And I heard that the men's room beer is going to be on tap Tony V's and at the venue. Get those last minute tickets for Unwrapped at KISW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The aftermath of the atmospheric rivers continues today. But yesterday, I ended up having a little chat with my son, Barrett, whose school is canceled today, by the way. But yesterday, they had a little bit of a detour trying to get around the flooding in Stanwood.
I'm trying to find Barrett.
No worries at all.
I'll find it. I don't know where it went, but it
well,
was here.
So the thing about Stanwood is getting from where we live into town, if that road is shut down for flooding, you have to go around. And going around can mean it can take up to maybe an hour, sometimes more, if there's additional traffic on that route. And his bus route normally is like, you know, maybe 45 minutes. And yesterday he was on the bus for nearly 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. But he also said that on top of the, you know, the reroute from the flooding, there was some sort of a an accident on the reroute. So this is what he had to say about his bus ride home yesterday.
So Barrett, tell me about, I didn't get to go to school today like you did, and you got to see the flooding firsthand. What did it look like from your school bus today? And you had to go around, right?
Yeah.
How far around did you have to go?
A lot.
Yeah? Did it take way longer to get to, were you late to class?
No.
You were on time. And what did the flood...
He's like, leave me alone.
King 5, they have their reporters.
I know.
Q13, Fox 13 has their reporters. Our reporter is a 6-year-old son by the name of Barrett. Maybe it'll be better when we have some music going. There we go.
What did it look like in Stanwood?
It looked like a big, huge lake.
A lake? Did you see any people? Was there any boats on the flooding lake?
No.
No. And did any kids at school say that they saw floodwaters too?
No.
No, just...
He's a tough interview, man. He's like a Marshawn Lynch of flood reporters.
No, Mom, you dummy.
You? Just you and your bus?
Yeah.
I have another question.
What?
How? Now he's getting annoyed with you.
Leave me alone.
Was it on your bus ride home today?
A long time.
Why was it so long?
Because I had to do the other way, and then I had to do a different other way because there was a crash.
A crash?
Yeah.
Who got in the crash?
I don't know.
Just... Okay. I don't know those people.
What do you want from me?
Thankfully, no buses were involved with the crash, but he was on the bus for almost 2 hours last night.
And so he didn't have school today,
though? Not have school today. You know, they're a little worried about what the Skagit River could be doing for the north end of Stanwood, so out of an abundance of caution, they decided to keep the kids home.
That's awesome.
But everybody stay safe out there. It's still really bad.
Yeah, apparently.
And they're saying maybe more atmospheric river action next week. Great. So, yeah, the rain is coming back.
Happy holidays. Mm.
The Daily Migs Show.
Well, to keep our youngsters toasty and warm in this season, we have Coats for Kids happening right now, and $25 is all you need to donate to put one brand new warm winter coat on a local child in need. And they estimate that there are 300,000 children living in poverty in our state, Steve Migs.
Yes, and the Rockhawks have been stepping up big, helping out. It's not only to help keep the kids warm, but also, as they say, it's more than a coat because it helps with their confidence and their self-esteem. And Adam Hare donated $69 during the 69 Club. Thank you very much. Julie Litchfield donated $50. That's two brand new coats for kids in need. And you can make a donation as well just by going to KISW.com. We are getting closer and closer to $22,000 raised.
And we are so grateful for your generosity, Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And we have a flooding update. The worst of the rain, they're saying, like you mentioned, though, it could be coming back. But the worst of the rain as of right now is over. The flooding, though, is not done with all the water that's working its way downstream. First responders are just dealing with a lot of stuff. And big shout out to all the first responders that have to show up to people's homes, trying to get them out of their displaced home, especially when there's a ton of water around. Some of them are even using, like, kayaks, using other ways to just get them out of their house, including drones. Have you heard about this one?
No.
So King 5 did a report where that one person's had to be saved from the flooding with the help of a drone.
We are seeing dramatic rescues like that all across Western Washington. This is some new video of a King County Sheriff's deputy using a drone to drop a life jacket to a man trapped on the roof of his SUV near the Snoqualmie River.
Yeah, he's just standing on the top of his SUV and he's just surrounded by water.
Life jacket delivery by drone.
A helicopter eventually came and lifted him to safety. 16 people, including 8 children, are safe thanks to fire crews in Snohomish County. This is out of the city of Snohomish. Crews were able to get their pets out as well.
And they're saying like tens of thousands of people have been ordered to evacuate or advised to move to a higher ground. And again, shout out to all the firefighters and the first responders that are just helping everybody out during this awful, awful time.
If you've ever felt underwhelmed at the airport lounge, you're not alone because J.D. Power has ranked Alaska Airlines Alaska Lounge as the second worst in the entire country.
Hold on. I think we need the proper music for that one right here. Congratulations, Alaska. Danny, you're an Alaska guy.
Yeah.
Have you ever... I know you have... You're like... High stat. Yeah. You get like the massive points.
Yeah.
Do you ever go into the lounge?
I have been a few times.
Hello, Mr. V. Can we upgrade you to first class? Is that how it is?
No, I wish. Usually when you go in there, you have to pay extra. And then you get like... I do like it, though. They have the buffet of all the food. And uh-huh. They have free drinks in there.
What about the nice towels that are wet?
They don't have those.
The warm towels?
They're saying it's overcrowded in there. Did you feel it was overcrowded?
I mean, I got a recliner, so no.
Have you heard the latest thing they're saying about like potentially putting fitness gyms, like workout places at the airports? And like some people are believing that would be a great idea because some people are just stuck there for such a long
time. Sure.
I don't know about that.
You don't want to get all sweaty and then get on a plane?
No, because they would probably have a shower, and I, being a decent human, would use it. But I know that 95% of the people are just going to get on, and you're going to be sitting next to B.O. that whole time.
Oh, you know that one person's going to try and get, like, a quick run-in and then realize, oh, no, I don't have time. I have to get to my flight, yep. And then just going to be sweating. pit stains and everything.
Ugh.
Yeah, no. And doing what my wife always makes me do, because she likes to, like, you know, get steps in while we're at the airport. And so we just walk around, like, repeatedly. Just keep walking and walking and walking.
That's maximizing your time. I like that.
I'd rather sit my ass on a chair and watch some wrestling on my phone.
I like to sit in the bar and drink.
That works as well. Hey, Thursday Night Football last night. What a game that ended up being, with Kirk Cousins threw three touchdowns at the Falcons, the team that the Seahawks just crushed. The Falcons beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 29-28. 15 points were scored in the fourth quarter by the Falcons. Seahawks play this Sunday, taking on, I mean, it's looking like Philip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts. That should be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Kraken are playing as well. That's going to be a good one. Let's hope the winning ways of the one-game winning streak that they're on right now continues. As far as weather, in a high of 55 degrees, going to rain today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack, and we will see you tonight at Unwrapped in Everett.
The Daily Mix Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.